Hi, and welcome to Let's Find Out. This is Bonnie McDade, and tonight's guest is Cynthia, and she is another shaman, and we're going to have a wonderful conversation tonight. Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
Good, Bonnie. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's see if we can't explain for our guests what a modern-day shaman is.
Well, a modern-day shaman uses ancient techniques to help people to heal and help rid themselves of their own personal issues like addiction, depression, illness, relationship problems, money difficulties, mm-hmm. and so much more. But I'm educated as a teacher, so I re-educate people from limiting beliefs, maybe from childhood experiences that developed misperceptions in their soul, and re-educate them how to change their life.
Fantastic.
We're all connected to the earth, and we were meant to be born to be healthy and happy.
That's right. And you know what? We're so conditioned anymore by the media and by, well, just listening to each other complaining that we tend to think that that's what life is about, that we're supposed to have hardships. Isn't that right?
Right, that life is suffering.
Right.
It's not in our innate nature. Our innate nature is to be happy and to be blissful. But I think we've forgotten who we really are.
Absolutely. And our default state really is healthy. When you get the right balance of spirit and nourishment, not only physical, but for your energetic well-being, you really will find that the sun does shine every morning. You'll remember that the birds do sing every morning, and life is good.
It is good. But, you know, people place their power in other people's hands. They think it's someone's job to fix them, and they think they go to the doctor, and it's like they think this genetics are like a time bomb in their body that's about to explode. And so they have, you know, they're just waiting for that moment when they hear, you know, something horrible, rather than being healthy is an everyday activity, and it's their responsibility.
That's right. Now, what do you say to someone who tells you, oh, well, breast cancer runs in my family, so I really don't have any control over that?
Well, I first of all, re-educate them that, you know, their thoughts will follow that belief. And that mm-hmm. thought is very powerful. And so when mm-hmm. people start to develop a belief like that, you know, Bruce Lipton wrote that fabulous book, you know, The Biology of Belief, that our biology does follow our belief on a cellular level. But people, if they start to realize that the power that's within them to change everything, and if they change their thoughts and they focus more on health and what they want and less than what they don't want, they have the power to create a perfect body. But
I agree with you.
You well know it's body, mind, and spirit, you know. And a lot of the things is that people don't know what to do with their emotions.
That's true. And I think it's almost like putting a curse on someone when you tell them, if this runs in your family, then we're going to have to test you for the rest of your life to make sure that you don't manifest it in yourself. It's as good as, well, like a curse, because you've got it in their energy, and it's now interwoven into their emotions. What I try to tell people is, look back more than two generations. Look to your great-grandmother. Look to her mother. Those ladies, they didn't have breast cancer. This is something that's fairly new. So if you want to be practical about it and look at the scientific view of it, the only thing that you're inheriting from your mother and your grandmother really is their abilities to cope with stress and the way that they've taught you how to eat. And those things are all your control, so you can change it.
Well, the eating habits of America, you know, as you know, is the main problem, because, you know, mm-hmm. we're not getting the nutrients we need and the minerals and the vitamins from, you know, vital food, which, you know, from overprocessed food and sugar, people are getting sick.
Right.
But the other thing is people aren't connected with nature anymore. They're sitting in front of the TV and in front of a computer. They're in their motor vehicles, and they're not out with nature, and we're part of nature, the sun, the stars, the moon, the trees. You know, we're all interconnected, and we need that energy force from the land. and we lost that disconnection. So that plays into, you know, people being ill.
It absolutely does. And the old saying, you have to stop and smell the roses, I mean, that's as good as a doctor's recommendation. You have to stop and smell the roses. You need to make the time for your own wellness, to sit still underneath a willow tree and to breathe in the air and be in the moment.
Right. That's a hard thing for most people, though.
Oh, yes.
Because they're either in the past or in the future.
Oh, yes. So what do you recommend to someone who says, I have so much stress, I can't possibly make 5 minutes to sit still?
Well, you know what? I hear that every single day. And I had a client last week who's going through a very nasty divorce. And besides, you know, we talked about his nutrition and exercise and other things, but I taught him just how to breathe. And it's funny, mm-hmm. he says that's the thing that's helping him the most.
It's
when he learns to breathe deeply and just take in a breath, everything kind of melts away. We go back to the breath, and it refocuses the mind to relax and de-stress. You know, we can live without water for days and food without days, but how many minutes can you last without breath?
Oh, very good point. That's a good way to put it. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just breathing is a very simple tool to start to relax the nervous system.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now we're going to take a short break, and you all come back and listen to Let's Find Out with Bonnie McDade and Cynthia. We'll be right back. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Cynthia Powers Barnard is a shaman healer. She's an author, teacher, lecturer, screenplay writer, and the mother of 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. She's been studying the mind-body connection for nearly 25 years, and her journey has allowed her the unique opportunity to visit and study in many mystical and sacred sites around the globe. This has helped shape both of her healing practice and her perspective on life. Her magic wand healing practice is nationally acclaimed, with clients across both the United States and Europe. Visit Cynthia's website at shamanmother.com for more information.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, October 4th, Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Bonnie and I will be talking about ghosts, entities, hosting, and talking to the other side. October opens up the month of Halloween, and we want to let people know information about ghosts and about the other side and whether or not it's possible to actually communicate with the dead. There are very different kinds of ghosts. There's crisis ghosts, there's apparitions of the dead, there's collective apparitions, there is the appearance of being a ghost, seeing right through somebody. There can be a part of you when you see your double and you realize that you're out of your body. And there also can be people that come to you when they're still alive who are in trouble and call for help through the ethers or by using their double. Very, very interesting information. So please give a listen to the show October 4th, Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Let's Find Out, bbsradio.com.
The Higher Dimension by Richard Schulman. He's one of my favorite composers, and I particularly like to listen to his music when I'm doing meditation. Very, very high energy. How'd you like that, Cynthia?
Lovely. I loved it.
Good.
Even though I have to admit, I like Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a time and a place. Absolutely, girlfriend. I'm with you. Now, when someone comes to see you in your office, mm-hmm. what can they typically expect? What is your normal introductory session like?
Well, I want to hear their story. So we start from the day they were born up to the present moment. And as they're talking to me, I can start to sense emotional misperceptions, how patterns they developed and how they're handling life situations. And really can start to place and bring to their awareness patterns they're repeating again and again. Then I want to hear about any health issues they've had. And, then I do energy work, clear the chakras. That's
great,
the magic,
great.
You know, that's a little invisible. But then because I'm educated as a teacher, they get homework. I want them
Good.
To read. I want them to do a journal. I want to, I want to know about their dreams because their dreams tell me what's going on in their unconscious mind and what needs to be helped and cleared. I'm a very good dream interpreter, and it's not like the books. I have a very good sense when a client has a dream, what it's trying to show them.
Right.
So it's multi-level. I mean, it's just not one thing. Just like you, nutrition, supplements, we go over that, herbs, anything that we think will supplement everything to, even down to exercise, to help boost their energy levels and help them raise their frequency levels to the highest that they can possibly be.
Right, right. Fantastic. I think what people most have a hard time with understanding is there are so many professionals who specialize in, say, therapy, and then there's your herbalist, and then you go and you see your massage therapist, or you go and you see your energy healer. And the thing about a shaman is we tend to be all of those things under one umbrella.
That's true.
Right.
That's
you're
true.
A minister. You're someone who can get to the bottom of an issue using multiple pathways. And we have one foot in this world, in the modern world. We know about Lady Gaga. And we have our other foot in the spirit world, where we're getting information constantly from our guides and from the guides of our clients to really pull in a cohesive application for that's very individual for each person who comes in the door. Is that right?
That's right. And we have to be like an ambassador and a teacher to open their eyes up to new ways of being. Not new ways of doing, new ways of being.
Yes.
And when they start accessing their inner self, I call it the magic wand. There's magic. And you can create magic in your life, and you can create more of what you want and less than what you don't want. But when you get what you don't want, you have to look through new eyes that this is an opportunity that you created that's showing you something about yourself that you weren't looking at.
That's a wonderful way to put it. That's a wonderful way to put it. Yes, because so many times I'll have someone come to me and say, you know, I really thought I was over with this issue. I really thought I was done dating that same man that I dated and married and dated and married and, you know, these patterns. And so when something very similar crops up again, well, there's something then that you haven't learned yet.
Right, and people aren't really conscious of it, so it's not a blame game. It's an education game. It's about bringing awareness. They don't know they're recreating, but most people are blaming. It was my mother, my father, my genes, my boyfriend, my husband, my children, and they don't realize that they're creating their pain over and over again and projecting it on the outside world.
Right, and not taking responsibility. And I think a lot of it, too, has to do with so many times someone who's, say, a rape survivor belongs to a nice group who they meet with every week for support, and you become engaged in this in almost a social way instead of thinking of it as a way to heal and come through the other end. So
I'm sorry, but what you're saying is, too, on some level, people start identifying themselves with an awful situation. So whether it's a rape victim or whether someone who has cancer or something like that, that horrible thing that happened suddenly becomes their identity, and that's where they have to start to pay attention. It was an experience.
Right.
I was up in the Himalayas last year in Tibet. And I pride myself on being very healthy. I had a mother, you talk about genetics, that was always sick, and I'd never been sick. And I was up in the Himalayas, and someone gave me some cheese, which I think was bad. And of all the places, here I live in Boston with the greatest hospitals in the world, and I've never been in a hospital. And I landed in a hospital, and thank God no one could take care of me because there was no one there, but they gave me an IV, and I just meditated. And the thing is, when I came back from the Himalayas in that situation, I met with a Buddhist monk and doctor who's a friend of mine. And I said, I wondered why that happened. And they just smiled at me and said, it was just an experience.
Right.
I got it. Like, but our mind wants to make it a big story, and then we get attached to it, and why me, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then it becomes this big drama, and we haven't let it go, and it's just over with. But most people carry their drama with them or a bad situation everywhere they go, like luggage.
If you're familiar with Carolyn Mace's work at all, she's got a book.
I studied with her.
Did you? Okay, wonderful.
Did.
Well, there's a story that she tells in one of her books about a Native tradition, a Native American tradition, where you're allowed to tell your story, your sad story, three times. If you can't get over it after telling it for the third time, then they send you off into the wilderness to go and die. Because if you're not going to live, then why bother living? I love that.
You know,
I think that just really struck home.
I wrote my autobiography, which hopefully I have with an agent in England, and they're selling it now. But when I wrote my own story, and I recommend every person do that, I started to see my own patterns, and it was like, oh my gosh. I didn't think I had any wounds.
They
came flying out.
I'm third generation holistic practitioner.
Wow.
I've been doing this all of my life, and I still get surprised by the things that I'm still doing. Something will come back and just kick me in the behind and say, I'm still here. You didn't really deal with me yet. So, yeah, we're all human. It's the human condition.
Right. But people also have to realize, too, that it's not healthy to suppress. So we don't want anyone out there thinking that, you know, when something horrible happens or they have a negative feeling, that they have to pretend it's not there. because that doesn't work either. I often tell a lot of my clients, I worked, you know, mostly with breast cancer patients in my early days of healing. And there was a woman who had, they went to chemotherapy together, these two women. And one cried and cried and cried at chemotherapy. Mm. And the other one said, I'm going to be strong and I'm going to beat it. And I asked all my clients, guess who died? And it was the one who said, I was going to beat it. And she said something to me just before she died. And she said, I don't understand, Cynthia. I was positive. And Kathy cried. And I said I was going to beat it. I said, you suppressed your true feeling.
Right. Right.
So, yes, we have a story. Something bad happens. We can cry. We can feel. We can release it. Don't suppress it. But then you let it go.
That's right. There you go. Yes. And I see stories like that myself all the time. The happy face. But down deep, when I've got you on my massage table and I'm in your energy, I know what's really going on. And I can help you get to the bottom of it. I'm sure you've been able, well, that you've had similar situations yourself. You see
well, you
the
know
happy
what?
Face.
I firsthand experienced my own suppression. When I was studying in South America, we went through all these different shamans. And I didn't need healing. That's what I thought. You know, my life was working. I had children, they loved me, blah, blah, blah. I had things from childhood, but that was over. And finally, I was with the last shaman, and I said to myself, gosh, you know, maybe you're being arrogant. This is your last opportunity to have this experience. And it was a woman, and I called her the sugar shaman because she healed with orange soda pop and flowers and prayers. And I had to stand up there right in my underwear, and she had her apprentices whack my kidneys with stinging nettles.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a very brave person. I was like, okay, that's not going to hurt me, you know. Mm. And at the end of it, the interpreter said to me, she's having them whack your kidneys because she says they're suppressed pain from your childhood. And you know what my response was? No, there isn't. That's mm-hmm. over with. That's over with. And it's funny, she said not to take a bath. And I was leaving after being in Ecuador for 2 weeks. Now, the first thing I was going to do was to take a bath.
That's right.
And I went home, took a bath, and I said, oh, that's just a bunch of nonsense. And my story is very funny. 15 years later, I ended up in court with my brothers who had stolen an inheritance over a probate issue. And I mm-hmm. had to take them to court. And as I talked to my lawyer, all my childhood pain tumbled out.
Isn't that
it really
something?
Did. It just all tumbled out, and I said, jeepers, I shouldn't have taken that bath.
Oh,
I could have avoided
goodness.
All this.
We do that to ourselves. We think that we're above it. We're so stinking intellectual, and then you put yourself in a situation, a very human situation, and there it is. So it's very useful to know. It's very good to know that there are techniques out there, and there are people who are available to help when you're going through situations like this. Now, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, maybe we should talk about a couple of techniques, things that we can use when we find ourselves in our old patterns.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gifts. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than a million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationship, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Use in a jar's an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. This week, in the Metaphysical Book Corner, I have one of my all-time favorites, Dr. Andrew Weil's Spontaneous Healing. Dr. Weil mixes scientific data with personal stories of incredible healing. One such story is of a woman in her late 30s. She had problems all of her life with allergies. She was overweight, she smoked, and she had hypertension, which is also known as high blood pressure. As for stress, she had a baby at the age of 38, and then her second husband decided to leave her. She experienced two deaths in her immediate family and was about to lose her second teaching job when her blood pressure changed dramatically. Her doctor asked how she could possibly have such low blood pressure when she didn't quit smoking and she didn't lose any weight and her life situation certainly hadn't changed, and she had stopped taking her high blood pressure medications. She asked her doctor, "Do you really want to know?" When the doctor implored her to answer, she said, "I saw myself repeating the same patterns all my life, always putting myself before God, always saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, I decided to just let go. Let whatever happens, happen. That's it. And I'm awed that my mind alone can do this." So you see, once she allowed herself to trust in the universe, her life changed dramatically. If you enjoy reading personal survivor stories along with the technical scientific proof, this is a book you'll love. Spontaneous Healing by Dr. Andrew Weil. Pick it up today.
Scarborough Fair.
Hi, Cynthia, we're back. That was Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair, one of my all-time favorites. And talk about synchronicity, huh? The metaphysical book corner spot just fit right in exactly with what we were discussing.
Right, I know, spontaneous healing.
Right. Now, we have a caller on the line. Would you like to take a question?
I would love that.
All right. Hi, Kim. Kim's on the line from Maryland. What's your question tonight?
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Great.
Good. Yes, I was just wanting to ask a question about my health. What do you really see about my health? I seem to stay tired all the time, and I just, when I go to the doctors, there's no explanation for it. I don't know why.
All right. Do you have a couple of suggestions, Kim, things that she can look into? Cynthia?
You know, right. First of all, are you married?
No, I'm not, no.
Are you living alone?
No, I'm living with my fiancé.
Okay. Do you enjoy your job?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you enjoy your job?
Well, yes, I do, uh-huh.
Okay, are you sleeping well at night?
For the most part, I am. I mean, I do, you know, wake up probably 2 to 3 times a night.
Mm-hmm.
But I am able to go back to sleep.
Are you exercising?
Little.
A little? No.
Yes, a little.
A little. How are your eating habits?
They're fine.
They're fine?
Yes.
Are you taking any vitamins or minerals or supplements?
Well, I do take a multivitamin every day.
How's your relationship, especially with your fiancé?
I would say it's, I would say it's fine.
Well, that doesn't sound good. You know, when my daughter, my oldest daughter, Allison, when she tells me it's fine, then I know it's not good. So
well,
I think there's something.
You know, all relationships have their ups and downs, but I'd say for the most part, he's a workaholic. So, and at times that, you know, drives me crazy because he works 6 days out of 7. So sometimes I feel we don't have, you know, a lot of time to spend together. But, you know, I would say other than that, you know, I accept that he works, you know, so hard and always working, but, you know, sometimes that does put a little strain on the relationship, but nothing I don't feel we've never been able to handle, you know.
Right, but, you know, life isn't about handling things, because when feelings, like I was talking earlier, get suppressed, it comes out in our body. So when we're not feeling vital or happy, especially in our relationships, it affects your energy level. You know how, like, when you first fall in love and you don't sleep and you're, you know, and you're in this euphoric high. And so I want you to know the very most important thing, that it's no one's job to make you happy but your own. This is your job. It's not his. But I do believe that you should have a really good communication with him and see as a team that you will work together to have some more time together, because I sense that you're really craving that connection. And then I would look at some things about your diet. I mean, you know, very practical, you know, ginseng helps energy. And really brisk walk and moving prana, and that's what I was saying, even taking deep belly breaths will start to move energy levels. And one of the most important things that I tell a lot of people is, like, I make this smoothie for myself, and I put flaxseed in it and lots of fresh fruits and fruits. But then I get these magna greens. Most of us cannot eat enough vegetables and fruit that we really need. And when you add a little of these green magnas to a smoothie, I'm telling you, your vitality really goes up energetically. Mm-hmm. You know, so just
I'll have
work.
To try that.
And you know what? I always say, write down your dreams. And your dreams will show you subconsciously what's really bothering you. But my sense of here on the phone is there's a couple of things with your relationship. You're feeling lost, a little lonely, and so your vitality is going down. So you know what? Find things that interest you that make you happy. You know that old song, "He doesn't bring me flowers anymore"? Well, I buy myself flowers every week. I don't
wait. There you go.
For him to buy me flowers. And by the way, he does. But I love them and they make me happy. So do things, really, Kim, that make you happy. And you'll see your energy levels soar. I mean, I do yoga 5 mornings a week. All my clients know they can't see me in the morning. They see me in the afternoon on because I take care of me. And I have to take care of me to be present for everyone else in my life. So, you know, if yoga's not your thing, find something, whether it's dancing lessons or learning a new language or taking a cooking class. Find a passion, and that's going to get you excited. And that's going to increase your vitality.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Kim, for calling in.
All right, well, thank you. Enjoy your evening.
All right, have a good night. Yeah, I think probably the only other thing I might add to that is meditation, something that would help you, that would be a vehicle to help you get in touch with what it is that you really want and what it is that is plaguing you. Get in touch with those issues deep down.
You're absolutely right, because, you know, praying is asking, meditating is receiving.
There you go. And we're going to take one final break, and we'll be right back with Cynthia.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Cynthia Powers Barnard is a shaman healer. She's an author, teacher, lecturer, screenplay writer, and the mother of 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. She's been studying the mind-body connection for nearly 25 years, and her journey has allowed her the unique opportunity to visit and study in many mystical and sacred sites around the globe. This has helped shape both of her healing practice and her perspective on life. Her magic wand healing practice is nationally acclaimed, with clients across both the United States and Europe. Visit Cynthia's website at shamanmother.com for more information. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Next week, October 4th, Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Bonnie and I will be talking about ghosts, entities, hosting, and talking to the other side. October opens up the month of Halloween, and we want to let people know information about ghosts and about the other side and whether or not it's possible to actually communicate with the dead. There are very different kinds of ghosts. There's crisis ghosts, there's apparitions of the dead. There's collective apparitions. There is the appearance of being a ghost, seeing right through somebody. There can be a part of you when you see your double and you realize that you're out of your body. And there also can be people that come to you when they're still alive who are in trouble and call for help through the ethers or by using their double. Very, very interesting information. So please give a listen to the show October 4th. Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Let's Find Out, bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie McDade, and I'm back with Cynthia Powers-Barnard. And we've got a couple subjects yet to cover before we close the show for the night. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Cynthia, is past life regressions. Mm-hmm. How do you approach that with your clients?
Well, you know, there's two ways to approach that. One of the ancient techniques that I was taught that I do use with clients is soul retrieval. That is all my work, and that the client doesn't do anything. That I go out to an ancient medicine circle that I have in my yard, a garden, and I pray. And then we come back in and we lay down, and I put my leg up against the client's, and I tap into their energy field, and usually the spiritual guides will come to me, and they usually show me three or four past lives, but they show me a very significant one where the soul fragmented, where they had an experience where the soul fragmented, and they show me usually the scenario where, you know, not so much the name, but, you know, the country they lived in, male or female, what situation happened. Then they usually show a lifetime. They want the client to know their guides of a lifetime that they were successful, and then a few others. They usually just show a very significant one. And then they do a healing on the other side in non-ordinary reality of that person. Right. And they use crystals, and they use power animals, and they use flowers and trees and minerals, and they tell me how these people can use these tools in this reality to assist them. And then I come back and I blow the energy in their heart chakra, in their crown, and I share the experience for them. And a lot of them, like one woman, I saw her as a Native American paddling down a canoe, and out where, from nowhere, got shot in the back in an arrow and died. And when I told her that, she said, I've had a pain in my back all my life, and I never knew why. And from the day on, from that soul retrieval, the pain has disappeared with just the awareness of what it was.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
It is. So that's one way. The other way of accessing a past life is having the client get in a hypnotic, relaxed state, and they go back and they retrieve the information. But, of course, you know, people can go to mediums and other people who might be able to give that information. But my information about past life is usually very specific about a fragmentation of the soul.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, too, you can find people who are in this life were present in other lives. So if you're having an issue with your mother-in-law, she might have been your husband in another life, and you didn't get along then either, that sort of a thing, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, but the thing is about karma is that it starts with not only the awareness, but karma in any lifetime can be ended with the awareness, with love, with forgiveness. But that doesn't mean, you know, not having good, healthy boundaries. But when we start projecting hate onto other people, and forgive and have our heart open, the karma is cleared instantly.
Isn't that wonderful? That is such a reassuring thing for people to know. I know a lot of times people think, this is how I am, this is the way it is, and that's how it's always going to be. But the truth is that once you do set your sights on the issue, when it's put in front of you, you can break it.
You can. And it doesn't have to take many lifetimes. Only can take one.
Right, right. So miracles do happen. How about favorite herbs? Anything special that you like to use
for a specific problem, or what I use personally?
Well, anything that you recommend more often than anything else.
Well, you know what? I noticed too, I like flower essences.
Okay.
So I use them all the time after you talked about my session. I call it my magic potion. And I have this beautiful holy water from the Chalice Well in Glastonbury, England, that I bring back every year. And I put it in this beautiful goddess bowl. It's blue lapis. And I add essences because I do think flower remedies have a wonderful impact on healing the emotional body.
That's right. Well, you capture the spirit of the flower when you, with a flower essence as well. It's not just the genetic code of it, but it's energy.
Right. So flower essences have a very special place in my heart, and I use them with every session.
Very good. Thank you so much, Cynthia. This has been a very informative hour. I hope you had fun.
Oh, I did. And I would just like to leave our listeners to this one thought. Remember,
sure.
Einstein said the mind that created the problem can't solve the problem. So if you want your life to change, your thinking needs to change, and everything else will follow. All you have to do is have that intent, and the magic will happen.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful final thought. And we're going to have a oneness meditation, an ancient shamanic journey technique coming up right now. Thanks again, Cynthia.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye-bye.
Tuning into the world around you and experiencing the vibrations of the new energies is nothing short of magical. We will now begin the Oneness with Nature meditation. Sit still with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Breathe in. And release it. One more time in. And let it out. Now feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Expand your energy and sense the lightness of it. Now contract your energy. Bring it in nice and close to your skin. Now that we've experienced these sensations, let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or the carpeting. Become in sync with it. Expand out now to the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Out into the grass. The flowers. Really feel the vibrations of the soil. Into the trees growing from that soil. Feel the birds in the branches of the trees. And go out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. We are the stones. We are the water. We are the asphalt.
We are at one with everything around us. We send out love. And we feel the love return to us. This is true bliss. We now are the purest form of our beings that we can ever be. Now gently, very slowly, bring yourself back into the tree and down into the soil, across the grass and into the building. Now feel your spirit as it comes back into the room, across the floor, back into the chair, and finally back into the proximity of your physical body. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and bring yourself back into your waking consciousness. Thank you.